Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers. Like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to our humble home that we call the van each week here on Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please.
Well, where else would you be, Daffodil?
Well, maybe you're listening to the Slump on the Porch Hour.
Or maybe it's the Symphony
Hour. Or maybe
Hour.
Rocking Chair Rock.
The Symphony Hour.
I don't think the Symphony Hour,
just
no.
Just a opportunity to get your nose up and be snooty over the lovely little music we're playing on the radio this week. Oh, yes. Make sure you're invited. Otherwise, if you're not invited, you can't listen, right, Daffodil?
No. This is Cheese Please. This is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
And we don't care who listens. That's pretty much it, right, Daffodil?
We're just happy somebody listens.
Hey, and we're going to enjoy the Chipmunks this week. It's been a while since we've actually had the Chipmunks. And they're playing Beatles songs. There's something you don't hear every day.
No, and you'll only probably ever hear here.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but you know, it's not very often that you actually hear Chipmunks doing the Beatles. It's an album they put out in the 60s, probably one of those contractual obligation type things. That's coming up a little later, and a chart-topping cheesy that I've been meaning to play but never get around to till this week. There we go. So, that's pretty much all I can tell you so far. But we're starting off this week with a guy named Ray Edenton, or Edenton. What is that? Edenton? Edenton?
I'd go with either or.
Okay. Hobo Bill's coming up shortly, but we're starting off with a lullaby yodel right here on...
This is your weekly dose of the act in the world. I can't even say it, but it's still cheese, please.
He was just a railroad bum who died out. was fighting for his life. The sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and a weary hand to brush away the cold.
With Ray Edenton and Hobo Bill. Hobo Bill. And before that, we had the Lullaby Yodel by the same guy, Ray Edenton Edenton, by the way.
Those are two of the saddest songs I've ever heard.
I'm sorry.
In the Lullaby Yodel, he's singing about the only time he sees his girl is in his dreams because she doesn't have time for him.
Oh.
And Hobo Bill is about a hobo who dies on the train.
Oh. I'm sorry.
So sad.
Well, they're still cheesy. I mean, come on. The guy say, Bill. That's just...
I know, but they're sad.
Well, it's Ray's death set, you know? It's just one of those things. Or,
they're not both deaths. Anyway.
Yeah, fine. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are again still listening to Cheese Please.
Jeez, I hope so after those two songs.
Yes, you may have chased the entire audience away.
Hopefully.
And now they'll miss this wonderful Chipmunk Sing the Beatles profile.
Yeah, we're going to cheer you up this time with the contractual obligation, at least we think it is, by the Chipmunks. Doing the Beatles song, this is probably came around the time of Beatles 1964, 1965, after they had the big hit with the Chipmunks song in 58, which played over in 1960, charted 61, you know, it carried over. They finally went into the studio and recorded something a little different for a change. You can only go so much mileage with that Chipmunk song, right, Daffodil?
You have to kind of turn it into something else.
Yes, so we're going to have Twist and Shout a little later on. She Loves You coming up shortly, but we're starting off with I Saw Her Standing There. There you are. You're standing. Oh, no, you're sitting.
I'm sitting. I'm not
sorry.
Standing.
Right. On.
Cheese, please.
One, two, three, four. Thank you. Okay, let's go. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please.
None other than, of course, the Chipmunks singing the Beatles. I saw... Well, that was earlier.
I saw her standing there, and then she loves you.
Thank you. I was looking Facebook online, sorry, while we were doing the show.
Pay attention to the show.
I'm sorry. Okay. I can't get enough of this stuff.
Yeah, I kind of like the Beatles Chipmunk style.
Well...
It's kind of cute.
It's kind of different. You don't usually hear the Chipmunks doing the Beatles. Other songs, yes, but not very often. I don't even know if it's reissued on CD or anything like that now.
Probably not.
I found this at a, well, you know, where we look for records and all that stuff.
A flea market or a yard sale or a thrift shop.
A little scratched up, and, you know, we can slap it up. We can clean it up with digital technology.
And then we can share it with you, our fans.
Exactly. Let's play another one, hey?
Let's play Twist and Shout.
Why not? On...
Cheese, please.
Thank you.
Cheese with Twist and Shout, the Chipmunks in visual sound stereos, they used to call it on the records. If you actually look at one of those records from the 60s, visual sound stereo.
Is that why I hear the Chipmunks in one ear and the music in the other ear?
Exactly. All they did is take the two separate tracks and, as they call it, pan pot them. Turn one to the left, one to the right, and amazing, they seem like they're coming around you.
It's an odd feeling.
Sort of like that 3D effect that Count Floyd used to do on SCTV. You remember that? He'd move in and out of the camera. Ooh, ooh. Remember that?
That's more of a visual than an audio, but yes.
I can try that again, though. See, people can picture me moving in and out of the microphone. Ooh, ooh. What?
Nothing, I'm just grinning.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese, Please.
Your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. See, I can say it when I really want to.
There we go. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's time for this.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese, Please.
And topping the charts, here you go, and here to number one. Here, my name is not Casey Kasem.
Not even close.
No. I can sort of try, but it never comes out right for some reason.
You're more like Chase Me, Chase Him.
Chase Me, Chase Him. What's that?
You're not Casey Kasem, so you must be Chase Me, Chase Him.
Oh, there's an idea. Hi, this is Chase Me, Chase Him, man. We're counting him down to number one. What?
Anyway, what do we play?
Okay, I get the hint. It sucked. Okay. We got the Fenderman, which is interesting. 1960 was the year. This was a top 40 hit. Looking at it now,
it's really one of those believe it or not moments.
Yes. Even though we call it a chart topping chart. Oh, it's
a
catching.
Chart topping cheesy.
It's catching. Mule Skinner Blues right here on
Cheese Please.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to you. Do you need another Mule Skinner down on your new mud run?
Chop, chop. I don't know. published that. It's, mediocre.
Well, we know that, but it's Dave Seville, so I thought he'd play it.
And mediocre kind of works with the show.
Whoa! What do you mean by that?
It's weird and unusual.
Not
and a little bit wacky.
But not mediocre. Mediocre sort of plain, dull, and like, ew.
Well, you're that sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
I appreciate the compliment.
There's one in there somewhere if you can find it.
Oh, okay. I thought he'd sneak in David Seville since we had the Chipmunks on earlier with a B-side to one of the Chipmunk records. I'm not too sure exactly which one. Called Mediocre. And the chart-topping cheesy this week, the Fenderman and Mule Skinner Blues. If you ever not have heard that before, you just have. And can't you believe that was actually produced? Apparently you haven't. Okay. You were supposed to say something there, Daffodil.
I didn't actually understand what you were saying. That's why I didn't say anything.
Thank you.
You said, can't you believe that was actually produced? And then I figured there was probably more by, you know...
Oh, I see.
So-and-so,
yes.
Or...
Okay.
During such-and-such a time, in the middle of the rock era. I don't know. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Too much of this fancy cappuccino stuff that you got me at the truck store. Like,
it's sticking your tongue to your roof of your mouth or something.
I don't know what I'm saying. It's got a picture of a, I don't know, it's a reindeer.
Well, if you don't do your thing.
Yes.
Quickly.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil. Open.
The glove compartment. Oh, there's the record.
Here's the record. What is the record?
We have this week the Secretary Song by Tony Pastor and the Clooney Sisters off of 78 record.
Excellent.
Until next week, folks.
Thanks for joining us for the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week because there will definitely be more shenanigans.
I hope so. Bye.
Down at the office, they're all agog at the sniff. Corona, they're too loose to nods. They have a brand new trick. They tied to a red hot lick.
From 9 to 5 all week, we demonstrate our technique.
Beedy-bee-bop-bop, beedy-bee-bop-bop, space.
See!
Beedy-bee-bop-bop, tied to the bop-bop in space.
Ah!
Beedy-bee-bop-bop, and you'll never go wrong. That's the Mary Secretary song.
Do that, do.
Beedy-bee-bop-bop. Beedity-bot-bot-dot! You're proving a lot. Beedity-bot-bot, as you're rocking along, that's the Mary Secretary song.
Dot-bot!
We have a lot of fun, and when our work is done, the fellas gather round in a bunch. Cause they can hardly wait to see which ones we'll date when we're off from 12 to 1.
Lunch!
Beedity-bot-bot! That is the beat she plays.
Beep!
Beedity-bop-bop, do it right, get a raise.
Bop!
Beedity-bop-bop, keep the rhythm strong. That's the Mary Secretary song. We have a lot of fun, and when our work is done, the boys all gather round in a bunch. They can hardly wait to see the guys we'll date when we're off from 12 to 1. Lunch!
Beedity-bop-bop, that is the beat she plays. Beedity-bop-bop, do it right, get a raise.
Ah!
Beedity-bop-bop, keep the rhythm strong. That's the Mary Secretary song. That's the Mary Secretary song. That's the Mary Secretary song.
wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.